This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
People may or may not realize that we have thrift stores that help support our operations. And the way it works is people come and donate items that they don't need anymore. We use those items to help our clients to establish a new home. They need clothing, and they need household utensils, they need furniture and all like that. And then the excess we sell to the public and use the funds to help our operations.
We do, and the profits from the stores really can make or break our programs. People don't realize that we use grant funds, state grant funds, to run our programs, but right now, I don't know if you're in the same boat as we are, but we're anxiously awaiting the state to release those funds. So the profits from the store can really keep us afloat. Our new store is called the Crazy Daisy. It is in the same location as my sister's closet. And
which is where? Tell
it's across the street from Wishbones and Little David's Tanning, 621 West Main Street. And so we're open from 10 until 5, Monday through Friday. And we're going to try to be open on Saturdays again. And so we will let you know on this radio station about that. But if you're interested in volunteering at the store, we would love to have you. And that number is 682-1186.
And if they volunteer, they can pretty much choose what hours they're available and let you know, and
yes,
you work them into your schedule, right?
Exactly. If you can only work a couple hours a day, or one day a week, a couple hours, or one afternoon, that's great. And if you're interested in working on Saturdays, the Saturday hours would be 10 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. So that would be wonderful if you could only work one Saturday every so often. That would really help us out a lot.
And it's you can have a lot of fun doing that. You get to go through the merchandise and help put it up on shelves and whatnot and get to see what's available. And
meet customers. And I help out at lunchtime a lot now, and I'm meeting customers along the way, and it's just a really good experience.
And in Mitchell County, we have two stores. We have the Touch of Class at one end of Upper Street, and then we have the Attic at the other end. Touch of Class is kind of an upscale store for women, women's clothes and whatnot, and the Attic is the more traditional thrift store. So we invite everybody to come to our thrift stores, bring your credit cards, and have a good time.
Yeah. Now, we don't do credit debit cards in Yancey. We eventually will work towards that. We do have a new jewelry line that we're carrying. We're buying wholesale jewelry and selling retail. And it's unique different jewelry, and I think you'll like it. And we're going to gift wrap the necklaces and the bracelets and rings and things through Christmas. So if you're interested, stop by and check it out.
Okay. Now, we were talking a couple of weeks ago, the last time we were both together here on the show, about some of the warning signs of being in an abusive relationship. And we know people get into abusive relationships, and often they don't realize until it's really too late that they've got an abusive partner. Because one of the characteristics of an abusive person is that during this courtship period, they're very personable and very nice and attentive and so forth. And
yeah, they're like confidence men or women. They have to gain your confidence, and that's where the word con man came from.
Right. And we've also talked about how abuse, physical abuse, is really not so much, that's not the primary objective of the abuser. The primary objective is he wants to control the victim.
Power and control.
Power and
yes.
control is what it's all about. And abuse is just one of the ways in which he likes to exercise control. And so if you see, I guess, signs of any control, if he wants to control who you're with, who you like to see, even your family.
Mm-hmm. Keeping up an account of your time too much. Like if you say you've gone over to Walmart to shop, well, oh, you had to have been more places than that. Or even looking at your mileage on
right.
your in the car.
And so we're going to talk more about this next week. But in the meantime, if you'd like to talk with one of our staff and discuss your individual situation, we both have 24-hour hotlines. Give them the number in Mitchell, Yancey.
Yes. In Yancey County, the crisis line is 682-0056.
And in Mitchell County, our number is 765-4044. I want to thank everybody for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who?
Begins with me and you.